You would be mighty hard-pressed to find a finer Aggie than Frank Littrist, class of 43. An Aggie and a World War II veteran who we lost the day after Christmas at age 94. In October 2007, I had the honor to visit with Frank in his home about his service. Service that included playing baseball, boxing, and meeting the Duke. We'll pick up the story, as Frank tells it, when he was in sick bay because of being hit by a pitch.
And I was laying there in the hospital, you know, like I was wounded. The hospital was a neighborhood like this one. And so we were out in the front porch of this officer's place. And here comes somebody down the street, big old tall man and two, three good-looking women with him. We recognized it as John Wayne. He had that old big hat on, he wore his seals, you know, and he wasn't going to come to our ward because we were officers. He just wanted to, you know, help the enlisted men. And we started moaning and groaning up there on the porch, and he started laughing, and he came up there. And we had the best time with him, and he put that big old hat on me when he found out I was from Texas.
Was he in the service then?
Or no, was he just putting on all these shows they do.
Yeah.
And
did he ask you about your injury?
I don't.
Did you tell him it was a war wound or an inside fastball?
I wiped out a battalion of chaff.
You don't get a Purple Heart for an inside fastball, though,
do you? No, you sure don't. I got a broken nose in the boxes. I didn't get one there. In fact, I was. My deal was so strange and remote, I didn't even get a good conduct rip. My friends can understand why. But one day they called us and said, pick a whole battalion in. I was in an individual battalion, not attached to a division or anything. And they said, y'all got to load this ship, this Liberty ship, with 500-pound bombs. It was a Townsville port, and so the men started working and loading that damn thing and loading it up with bombs, and that's what they primarily used in those days. And the main air base, 5th Air Force headquarters, was up in Port Moresby, New Guinea, and they. So after they loaded that ship, it was almost about to sink. They said, now, the battalion is load up your stuff, you're getting on, sit on top of, go to New Guinea.
500 pounds of bombs.
Yeah. So we got on this ship and went up to Cairns, picked up some Marines. Remember, it's nighttime. Always nighttime. I remember two of them jumped off back in because they didn't want to go back up to New Guinea. It was such a hell of a place. And, of course, the screw on the ship pulled them down and grounded them. Then a day or two out, we got in a typhoon. And there wasn't room for us to sleep indoors or anything. And I had a cot on the deck in the storm, I remember, and they gave me a wool blanket. And I was laying out there, and that old cot would go bam, and it hit the railing, and then it slide back, boom, and it hit the bulkhead, and then back down again. Finally, it whipped my blanket off of me and blew it overside, and it was so rough, and I was soaking wet. So I went in there soaking wet and got in bed with an old Aggie from Spring, Texas, named Earl Winchy. And he didn't like it much.
Frank Litterer's life will be celebrated tomorrow. A great Aggie and a good friend. I'm Tom Turpeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.